I have had a desire to become a wealthy businessman for some time, and then I heard a Prabhupada lecture where he said that making money for Krishna is welcome. So I started to think that making money for the movement could be my service. I read Prabhupada's books, attended weekly sanghas most weeks, and have distributed Prabhupada's books on an ad hoc basis, but now I'm taking up this service regularly every Saturday, door to door. I chant 16 rounds daily, and I'm starting to conduct programs once a month at my house to preach Mahaprabhu's mission. If I pray for Krishna to empower me to make money for the movement, if he pleases through my business, as my service along with my other services, is this okay? Can you clarify, please? Well, again, it's devotional service doesn't depend upon money. If there's money, we can utilize it in Krishna's service. But preaching of Krishna consciousness and practicing of Krishna consciousness doesn't depend on earning money. Many people in this world have a strong desire to earn money. That can be dovetailed in Krishna's service. If someone has that propensity, they can do that. But the danger is there. Kanaka kamani. This money and women are the two main causes of fall down from or distraction from devotional service. So we don't find in the Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are any, I mean, or in the prayers of pure devotees from any sampradaya, that there is any such prayer, but please give me lots of money so that I can spend it in your service. So following Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, we should pray according to the previous acharyas. That's in one place Srila Prabhupada writes that it's better to pray according to the prayers that are already composed by previous acharyas and previous devotees, rather than making our own prayers. And here we can see one reason why. In essence, you could say there's nothing wrong with praying like that, but it's Maya is so tricky, we're likely to get sidetracked. A better prayer is that, O Krishna, please give me the intelligence, the purity, and whatever else is required to serve you. And then if Krishna wants, he can give us money to serve him. Personally, I never prayed for money, and of course, I'm not performing services that require large amounts of money. Well, actually, printing books does, but I never prayed, Krishna, please give me money to print these books. It's always come. Even when I was first writing books, I had no idea. I didn't even think about it actually. Where the money is going to come to print it, and without me even asking, one devotee saw me writing books in Bangladesh. We had hardly enough money to pay for the daily bhoga. One devotee visiting from overseas saw me writing. He asked me what I was doing. I told him I'm making, because the nature of preaching in Bangladesh at that time was that we'd spend one day in one village and we'd keep on moving so that the authorities couldn't catch us. So we'd go and inspire people, and then we'd move on, and they didn't really know what our teachings are. The first book I wrote was a book like The Beginner's Guide for Krishna Consciousness, but in Bengali, so that we could leave behind some practical instructions for people to take up Krishna consciousness. And this over visiting devotee, you could say he was like friend of Krishna, that's what they call it. So he saw me, I was busy writing, asked me what I was doing, I explained. And he asked me how I was going to print it. I said, well, I don't know. And he gave me $1,000 and I printed it. I didn't ask for that. And then like that, I've never asked. And now I'm printing that Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav, it cost, I think, 16 lakhs, 18 lakhs, something like that to print. But I never, it's just, money is coming. So, some collection may be required for some projects. Srila Prabhupada also sent devotees out for collection. But, again, seeing the advice of the previous acharyas, the prayers, we don't find any such prayer, give me the money so that I can serve you, but rather, please give me the purity and the desire and the sincerity to serve you, and everything else will come. So if you have that inclination and ability to make money, most people in this world who try to make lots of money don't. Most people who try to make business lose whatever they have and spend their whole life paying off loans. I find most devotees who try to do business, that's what happens to them. But if you have that, like I say, if you have that proclivity, then you can do so. And if by Krishna's grace you make lots of money, then spend it for Krishna. So, that's all for now. Hare Krishna. There are more questions there? No.